Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg, the late great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. That song is called Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album, which has been out for a long time, but it's still awesome. I encourage you to find it and acquire it. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, my new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the home problem solver, and so much so, my friends, that she keeps racking up the awards, and I'm talking international awards, folks. You heard me talking earlier about how her green bags and her green boxes and her cake cutter and all the other stuff that she's done to help so many families with their food and everything. She's gotten another award. Debbie, another one from South Korea? The second one from South Korea? They said you were the most trusted human being in the galaxy or something like that? What was that?
Okay, that's a little broad. but this is my second award, actually, in South Korea. Thank you. It's very exciting. The first one was for the being a very highly respected consumer brand.
How about that?
And that was from the government, actually.
Wow.
And the second one, just this last month, I believe, it was, I'm now the most trusted brand, consumer
wow.
brand in South Korea.
Well, so we could have told them that a long time ago, but congratulations. Well done, Debbie. And folks, I got to remind you, you've heard me say this before many, many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience.
You're very kind.
No, I'm so proud of you. There's no surprise here. I mean, I'm not the least bit surprised. So well done there. And, of course, folks, she's getting these awards from all over the world. We haven't heard from Mars lately, but we should any time now, and are we trying to smuggle any of your stuff into North Korea? Are we working on that at all?
No, at the moment I'm going to stick with South.
well done, Debbie. I'm so proud of you, and as I say, not the least bit surprised. We're talking about, and by the way, DebbieMeyer.com, right? MEYER.
Exactly.
Debbie with an IE, DebbieMeyer.com. You can find all of her stuff there. When are you going to be on television again?
Actually, on the 27th on HSN.
HSN.
I'm going to be there all day.
All right. So check it out, folks. What are you going to be selling there? The bags and the cakes? The cake cutter?
It's going to be everything. It's going to be my day on HSN. So
you got a mop and a sponge and all kinds of stuff, don't you?
Oh, I do everything that tries to make life cleaner, healthier, save your food so you don't waste it.
And the cake cutter, don't forget the cake cutter. Got to have that in there.
And the cake cutter to cut those cakes, Jim Blasingame.
That's right. Hey, Debbie, we're talking about entrepreneurs, people who are older, the older generation, which are now the baby boomers, our generation, our baby boomers. Yep. And so the research is showing that they're starting businesses more. They're not just riding off into the sunset in their golf carts and taking up pickleball. They're actually becoming entrepreneurs, starting their, maybe for some of them, maybe their first small business. And
sure.
We cannot deny the role that technology has played in lowering the barrier to entry. What do you think?
I agree with that 100%. But on the flip side of that, the role in digital of actually frightening some people.
Mm-hmm.
All they hear is digital and technical and all the resources that are only digital. And how do I build a presence? An individual presence. I worked for a big company. They have a big presence. But how does an individual get noticed? All these things play into the hands of, can I do this? And even though people are familiar with emails and they're familiar with texting and they're familiar with all the basic things, when you have a business that needs to operate on a digital platform, and not just, even if you're not going to have a digital company, but you need to be able to tell people where you are and who you are and all those things. And I've gotten so many questions just about LinkedIn. You know, how do
yeah.
I do that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so there are a lot of people who are...
There are, if they try to, if they try to take it all on at once, you're right. Mm-hmm. The technology is intimidating. But from the other side of the thing, and this is something I think is happening organically. I don't think they're even all that conscious of it. They can buy a really powerful computer for not much money. They can set up shop in the roll top desk in the corner of the den. They can connect to the internet. They can have their own website. They can sell their services or their products right out of their house. I mean, they can stay busy starting a business. You know, when we talk about seniors starting a business, we're not talking about them going public. We're talking about them adding value to the marketplace in at whatever level they want, aren't we?
Exactly. And we're also not talking about just opening a little shop or opening a tea room. You know, we're just not talking about those kinds of physical businesses. You can have a physical business that sells products, like you said, in the corner of your family room, because things can be done digitally. But it's just that motivation sometimes to go further than what you know. I think the basis of being an entrepreneur is wanting to learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't learn something new every day, I'd lose my mind because I really love the search.
Well, and I think our baby boomer generation is the first one who has a little bit of arrogance about, you know, I think we still have something people need to hear. We got stuff to say. I think our generation is still a little bit like that. That may have something to do with it. We come back, we're gonna burst some of the myths. Are you too old to start a business? Things like that. With our good friend Debbie Meyer. After the break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.